Stretch going fishing all the time. He be going fishing too.
Oh, we can only wish we were going fishing all the time, but some people get to fish a little bit more than the rest of us, and one of them is sitting right here, Leif Seberg. How you doing, Leif?
Oh, not too shabby. How are you doing, Depp?
You know what? I've been pretty good, and I got to tell you, with this change of the season that you can just feel, feels good for fishing, and you know, we always hit this time of year after kind of... some of the most lean times of fishing, you might say.
Yeah. So, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's, I'm feeling good about the... It's like gardening or something, you know. You always look forward to the upcoming season with all kinds of hope and dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you want to go through your tackle box and clean it out and get all ready. And
finally going from tying flies and some cold days of lots of casting and counting down and stripping back in and hoping for the occasional tug to days that are getting just a little bit more active for sure. Not even a little bit, you know. Yesterday went over to Omak, the Big O, Omak Lake with my buddy Greg, and man, we had a great time. Motored around that lake and in his boat, which is always nice to be able to explore that thing. It's got such beautiful bays and flats. A lot of creeks coming into it, you know, probably almost a dozen, you know, creeks of various sizes coming into that thing, which can also add to fishing opportunities. But, you know, we found one of those rare, just glassy days out there with no wind. Cool. I mean, that is a 1 in 100 kind of experience there sometimes. So many chironomid hatching, you kind of had to put your buff up over your nose and mouth not to inhale all these bugs that were hatching. And the fish were gulping on them.
Oh, good.
Fish were up out of the, well, mostly out of the depths. Saw a lot of them in the 30-foot water column hanging anywhere from, it seemed like there was a group that were not quite as big. They were up eating the chironomids, and they were in that top 3 or 4 feet of water.
Okay.
And then we saw another group that was clearly cruising in the... what was it? It was about 10 feet to about 22 feet. And those were the fish that were biting. Those were luckily to the bigger fish. I had a little bit deeper sinking line, so I got into a couple more of them. But
what were they looking at?
You know, mainly kind of minnow-esque patterns. Okay. I was using actually a balance leech, which I have just... It's been the bug of the year, I was telling Greg. it seems like every year you either refined a bug that you've had in the past or just kind of this one. Yeah, I'd heard of it years ago, but just not really used it that much. Mm-hmm. It's pretty common used in Canada, just like the chironomids underneath of indicator. A lot of the time, you know, chironomid waves are about 2 inches high at most, gives it a little bing, 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 little rapid bob.
Yeah.
And a leech wave would be more like a, almost 10 inches, 6, 10 inches, 12 inches high. So it kind of has a larger gallop under the water.
Okay.
And the thing with that balance leech is they tie a nail on the back of it. We may have talked about this one a long time ago just because it was so interesting, but it's been a while for sure.
Yeah, no, I do vaguely remember this nail thing.
Yeah, and you tie the little nail on the back of it, a finished nail, and a lot of time you'll put a head on there still. Like the ones I'm using have a egg head on there, kind of like an egg sucking leech. And what it does is that nail changes the fulcrum point, the balance point on your hook, to right in the middle of your eye instead of what would be the balance point of your fly would usually be right in the middle of the fly, back on the shank. But you kind of scoot it out there, so when you tie it off and put it underneath of an indicator, it sits horizontally in the water instead of vertically. And so it'll just sit there and gallop and just gets a great, motion. But I like to put it on my sinking line too, because every time you strip, it'll kind of do the same thing. It'll pick the head up and then drop down and pick it up and drop it down. And so it doesn't have just that straight coming in, symmetrical feel. It's got this real bob and dance, and it really seems to drive fish of all types crazy. I mean, I do well on bass. I do well on a trout. And yesterday was doing quite well on those Lahontans there.
No, good. Well, I know last time we talked, you'd seen a Lahontan or two, maybe got one to rise, but like one.
It had been slow. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The best we were doing was like one a day. My friends and I in the past few months over there, it's been a long winter, pretty slow there. Yesterday was just totally different temperature. Totally different attitude from the fish. I could see him coming up and eating chironomids off the surface, and it sounded like somebody was flushing a toilet behind you because that mouth is so big, and it just him down, and you're like, "Oh crap! Oh, there we go. Okay," and you know, cast over that way, and then you hear him over the other direction. But it definitely started ticking, picking up in the evening. You know, and I imagine the morning is the same thing. It's tough. You know, you're coming from the valley. It's about an hour to get over there. So we spend a lot of time in the middle of the day. But yeah, if you could aim towards, like a lot of the time, fishing hours, then you'd probably be doing well.
Well, it looks like if, you know, the temperatures keep tracking like they're going to, it's not going to be cold at night.
No.
So things might be starting up
early.
Yeah.
You know, and right now, you know, it's just going to keep getting better. I think it's going to be, you know, just a great year there at OMAC. We've had a couple really weird years of water dumping into that thing. Access is washing out. I spoke to a couple from Riverside yesterday. They had actually made it in there in the last season or two more than I had, but said that it just has been crazy in there. And they felt like it's finally getting back to normal there, too, as far as the water quality issues. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, look for those fish that are in that 20, 30-foot water column this week. In the 30-foot water column this week, be in the 20-foot water column next week, and then 10-foot the week after that, and they should be cruising the flats in like a foot or two of water that same time of the year that they usually do, about the third week in April. Okay. So, you know, maybe right before the general opener or right around that time as an extra lake if you're in the area like I've done before. That's just a great one. And for kids, too, I can't recommend it enough. I mean, they're going to see giant fish swimming in knee-deep water, and they can just cast right at them. It's gonna drive them crazy.
I can't believe it. We're predicting normal.
Yeah, normal. after the apocalyptic crazy years we've had over here with the fires and everything else, it feels so good to be coming out of winter saying normal spring coming up.
I feel like I need to knock on wood here a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Just in case. But yeah, it is nice. It does feel normal. I hope it stays that way.
So we're coming to the close on the whitefish season. By the time a lot of people hear this, it will be closed. The lakes are still totally frozen. I've thrown out my tentacles, and everything's still totally frozen, not even edges up at Patterson yet. So look for that to change soon, though. This wind and the sun will really take effect and really start to change that. And so we'll have those year-rounders will be, once they thaw, you can fish them like leader. That has a creek coming into it. I noticed the road was closed yesterday. I'm not sure what's going on there, but that one will thaw out fairly soon. Rat takes a little while, but it is a year-rounder again there too, so keep your eye on that. And we have the general opener coming at the end of April. So, you know, we've got some options now and a whole lot of options coming in the
next
few weeks.
Lots coming up, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you you been up to the Columbia anywhere?
I did a little while ago. It was still pretty slow. And right now, that's a good question, because I would probably steer people away from that one for a little while. They're dumping so much water. It's just kind of raging through there. And like my favorite place up there is right at the mouth of a creek. So it's dumping out brown water. And a lot of those will be. Another option I would throw out there, it'd just be Chelan, Kokanee, or just going off. You could always hop in there with my buddy Brad at Bobber Down or my buddy Kane at Heavy Hitter and come away with just a whole frickin' cooler full of Kokanee in one day. And they're looking chubby down there this year.
Nice.
And then the other thing I was thinking about in that area is to go to Rosas, because it's another year-rounder. People are already catching bass, rainbow, crappie. I really love that little lake. So that's another great option that I would throw out there.
Okay, that's
folks.
A good one.
So, you know, I'd like to welcome aboard a new sponsor that we have, North 40. My buddy Sam over there and the great folks at North 40 have decided to underwrite our little program here.
Sweet.
Yeah, and it's kind of the perfect time because, we're getting ready to get to that time of the year where it's time to get your new Colville Reservation Fishing License.
Okay.
They've got that there. Save you a trip to Wally World. And, you know, they just have so much gear.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It
you got
is,
clothing.
Yeah.
You got rods. You know, you got all the stuff to tie bugs, buy bugs. You got boats, bags, you know, just everything. And at ridiculously cheap prices. I mean, it's rare that I am Mr. Advertisement, but, you know, that's where I go to get all my gear. And, you know, they're just great folks there. They're really trying to, you know, give the folks around here some gear to get their hands on
you
instead
bet.
Of having to order on.
Well, I think anytime anybody from the Meadows over that way at all, stop into North 40. I mean, it's the place is packed with good stuff.
Yeah, you get yourself some chicks, some cute little chicks in there. I got to stop by and see the peepers every time I'm in. Yeah, all the stuff are around the place, you know. ton of ranch gear, but yeah, anything you need, especially coming up if you want to go to OMAC, stop through there, get your balance leeches, talk to Keith, get your license, and they'll have you all geared up and ready to go.
Right on.
If anybody needs any fishing tips or wants to book a trip, buy a gift certificate for a loved one, or get them ready for this up-and-coming awesome year that we're going to have, just give me a call at 509-429-7298. Look me up on the old interwebs for the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, or you can drop me a line at medhowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Take care of one another. I guess because of my face is all burnt up, it's time to start putting on some sunscreen and get that fish right on, baby.
Little fish bites, if you got to beat. Here's a little tip that I'd like to relate. I said, with my pole and my line, I'm going fishing. My mama going fishing, and the baby going fishing too.